USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden went through areas of Louisiana that were damaged by Hurricane Ida. The president told people his administration is helping to restore power, deliver water, and get gas to gas stations. He was angry that insurance companies refused to compensate people in voluntary evacuation zones.
No one fled this killer storm because they were looking for a vacation or a road trip. So they left their home because they felt they had to flee the risk of death. There's nothing voluntary about that.
The remnants of Ida was deadly in the Northeast. It claimed the lives of nearly 50 people. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Announcing $10 million in grants that we're making available to the New Jersey Economic Development Authority for small businesses affected by Tropical Storm Ida. If you've been crushed and you can prove it, you're eligible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
President Biden signed an executive order calling for his administration to review and declassify some documents related to the September 11th terror attacks. The documents come from the FBI's investigation of the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the crash of Flight 93 in Stony Creek Township, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people were killed. Biden said the order directs the Justice Department and other agencies to review the documents and release the declassified information over the next 6 months. Survivors, responders, and victims' families have pressured the government to release documents related to the attack. Hundreds of 9/11 family members signed a letter to Biden last month asking him not to attend any memorial events this year unless he declassified the documents. Events to mark the 20th anniversary of the terror attacks are expected to take place in all three locations next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The American Medical Association, American Pharmacists Association, and American Society of Health System Pharmacists all say the use of ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19 outside of clinical trials must end immediately. The drug has Food and Drug Administration approval to treat people with infections caused by internal and external parasites. It's not approved to treat COVID-19. Ivermectin is also available for veterinary use in horses and other animals, but medications intended for animals should never be used by humans. In a statement, they said, "We're alarmed by the reports that ivermectin has increased 24-fold since before the pandemic." They noted that calls to poison control centers related to ivermectin have increased 5 times. The FDA has also received multiple reports of people who've been hospitalized after self-medicating with ivermectin that was intended for horses. They said, "You may have heard that it's okay to take large doses of ivermectin. That is wrong." The FDA emphasized no form of ivermectin has been approved to treat or prevent COVID-19. The CDC also issued an advisory saying ivermectin is not authorized for the prevention or treatment of the disease. They warned about the potentially toxic effect of the drug, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and overdoses are associated with hypertension, confusion, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.